Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Dean is off on assignments. Cindy Perlman, who writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal, joins us. Chicago's very own. Cindy, good morning. Let's talk first about the new White Lotus. You know, we were just talking to some folks a week ago who are planning a trip to the hotel where they shot the last season of White Lotus. People are going to Thailand now, aren't they, because of this show.
Good morning, Bob. And the tagline for this season is, what happens in Thailand stays in Thailand. One character says to another by sitting at the lavish pool talking about life. And that's good news because it's almost time to check in on season 3 of White Lotus. Here's what we know. It's still created and directed and written by Mike White, who's fantastic. We've already been to Hawaii and Sicily. And this time around, it is Thailand. And the theme of the season is a funny look at death and spirituality.
And Mike White, I know, talked about the new season. How did he describe it?
He said it's a deeper look at what it means to be alive, what it means to know maybe someday you might be somewhere else. And this is all framed through the lens of actresses Leslie Bibb, Carrie Coon, actors Jason Isaac, Patrick Schwarzenegger of The Boys, Parker Posey, Michelle Moynihan, and our one question mark remains Jennifer Coolidge, who's been super quiet about this. But the other day I read, is she really dead? Which I thought she died in part 2, but in White Lotus Land, you never know, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. When do we get to see this on HBO?
You know, HBO is keeping it pretty close to the vest. They're just saying 2025. And a few days ago, I was on the phone with Michelle Moynihan, who's in White Lotus 3. She's also in this cool Apple thing called Bad Monkey coming up with Vince Vaughn. And it was like interrogating someone who was about to go to prison or something. She kept it so close to the vest. All she said was that it was a bigger season of White Lotus, bigger, the scope's bigger, but everything we love about White Lotus, too. So stay tuned again.
What do you know about the latest Rob Lowe project?
You know, I don't know if you've checked it out ever, but 911 Lone Star, starring Rob Lowe, really good show, coming back this September, and it's set in Austin, Texas. It's a band of Texas firefighters, the 126. And this season, we're starting out with a gigantic train crash with toxic fumes, which leaves Rob Lowe and his whole band of people dealing with this, dealing with the fumes, also dealing with the fact that their best guy, Judd, played by actor Jim Parrick, has decided to resign. His son was in a really bad accident at the end of the last season. So for a minute, there was thoughts, was Lone Star over? Regular 911 is now on ABC, a big hit on it, ABC, actually. So I think they're really beating the drums for 911 Lone Star over at Fox because people love these shows.
September 23rd for the new season. Now we hear that Chris Rock is going to be in a reboot of Everybody Hates Chris. How about that?
Everybody still hates Chris, and they started in 2000. But the reboot's kind of cool. It's going to be an animated version of Everybody Hates Chris. He's still dealing with the fact that no one understands him, his parents, his schoolmates don't, and everyone picks on him. Actor Tim Johnson Jr. is going to take over as the voice of the young Chris. And they're saying it's going to be everything you loved about the OG show, but, you know, a little bit of updated stories, and along with a few nods to the past, some character actors from the past, and definitely Chris Rock also showing up.
So it's not his voice in here. Is he one of the main writers? Is that how this works?
He's one of the main creators. He's one of the main writers. And they're going to have another actor take over as young Chris. So I don't think he's going to have that duty always, but I think he's still the narrator. So pretty much like the old format, too.
CBS is touting a new series called DMV. Is this going to be about waiting in line for your driver's license?
You know, Bob, I'm having bad flashbacks. Did you pass your driver's test the first time around?
I did. Yes, I did.
Well, there's sadness out at the one in Schaumburg where I took it because they frown upon you taking a left-hand turn from the right lane. I don't know what happened to me, but no, yes, I did flunk the first time. So just seeing that there is a DMV show is bringing, it's triggering me, as everyone would say. But CBS is doing DMV, the place of nightmares, but it's actually a comedy. And it's going to be all the lovable and quirky characters who work at the DMV dealing with the public who hates to be there.
Yeah. Okay. DMV. They're definitely running out of ideas, I think. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thanks, Cindy. You have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
As we mentioned, Dean is out on assignment, but he recently sat down with wrestling legend and actor John Cena, who stars in the upcoming action comedy Jackpot. The movie is set in the future where winners of the grand lottery have until sundown to claim their multi-billion-dollar prize. During that time, they can be legally killed by anyone who catches them in order to claim the prize. Co-star Awkwafina plays the lottery winner, and she hires Cena as a bodyguard to protect her until sundown. Cena got a little philosophical with Dean after Awkwafina talked about how much she learned from Cena during filming.
One of the things that you impressed upon her the most was how you have to exercise your mind just the way that you would exercise any other muscle in your body, and how important that is. And can you talk about that a little bit? Because I mean, people think, I think especially from wrestlers, that it's all about the physicality of it all and not using your head.
Well, I think in life, if you develop any sort of skill or want to take care of anything, if you don't use it, it will digress. So I think the easiest thing for us to be able to show that we use is our bodies, so people can look at someone and be like, they're in shape, they're not in shape, they must work out, they must not work out. But your cognitive awareness is something I feel you need to work on and practice, and that goes along with, I mean, spirit, mind, and body. I try to stay focused and stay present and stay as curious as I can. And I guess I just have some lanes that I want to continue to grow, and I'm not ready to regress just yet.
All of that, especially poignant in you announcing your retirement from WWE. I mean, that's a pretty big decision in a guy's life.
It is, but one that I'm happy about, and happy because at least I have the health and cognitive awareness and skill to be able to say to the audience, hey, in 6 months, we're going to start this experience, and it's going to be a year long, and get together with your grandparents, your parents, your kids, bring everybody together and say, you know what, I saw this guy once 20 years ago, or I saw him 10 years ago, or hey, I saw this guy 10 years ago, and you haven't even seen him. Check this out. It's going to be fun. For one last time, where usually retirements come all of a sudden due to maybe injury or unforeseen circumstances, or they're part of our storytelling, which takes the audience and their trust for granted. I've built a wonderful relationship with our audience over two decades, and I just want to say thank you to them next year.
WWE legend John Cena. More entertainment news to report this morning. A trio of big-name actors are about to take on the Cold War. Jeff Daniels, Jared Harris, and J.K. Simmons will star in Reykjavik about the famous Reykjavik Summit and the meeting between President Reagan and Soviet leader Gorbachev. It took place over a long, tense weekend in Iceland at a very dangerous time, the height of the Cold War. This should be pretty timely. It was at that summit that the leaders decided if there would be peace or war in the world. Daniels will play Ronald Reagan, Harris as Gorbachev, and Simmons will be Secretary of State George Shultz. The filmmakers got now declassified transcripts from the summit, and they're saying they hope the movie will show how nations can come together and work past their differences. And yesterday we told you about Zac Efron and what was termed a swimming incident that landed him in the hospital. Well, now the cause has been revealed. Efren was vacationing in Spain. He went for a swim with friends at the property's pool at the villa he was staying in. And while there, he had a minor swimming incident. His chest apparently hit the bottom of the pool after a dive, and now they're saying he ingested a lot of water into his lungs. Security helped pull him out of the water after he showed signs of distress. He was dazed momentarily, taken to a hospital out of an abundance of caution. X-rays showed no damage to his lungs, and they decided to just be safe, even though he was medically cleared, and he stayed in the hospital until paparazzi, who had followed him, left. And he has posted on social media, "I'm happy, I'm healthy, thanks for the well wishes."